Alright, so here's MP shift implemented using send receive. So let me see if we understand this. Alright. So notice I managed with MPI shift to get away with three arguments. So for send receive, I 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 arguments. And the reason I have 12 arguments, well, I better have these three at the end. The other ones are the location of the source data, the number of words, which here is one, here's the type of the word, here's where it's going to, proc num plus one, here is an arbitrary tag, this is the destination processor, the buffer in the destination processor, here is the number of variables to be exchanged, the MPI underbar real, and that's where that's the processor which you're receiving from. So this is sending the proc num plus one and receiving from proc num minus one. So you notice the send receive, although I called it exchange, can actually be used for a shift where actually you want to exchange A goes to B and B goes to A. In a shift, everybody is A goes to B and B goes to C and C goes to D and so on. So probably if you were doing the Laplace equation a lot, you would define shift as a primitive built on top of that, because you would find this a more elegant way of doing it. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else in this. All right.